Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Welcome back to another episode of ABA Mom. I'm your host, Erica, and I'm a mom of two and currently an RBT. And today we explore how applied behavior analysis, ABA, can be incorporated into the classrooms and the role of a registered behavioral tech, RBTs, can play alongside teachers in shaping positive behavior as well as promoting an inclusive learning environment. So I've been in the schools as an RBT working for a private company for about 3 years now. So some of the core principles that I've seen used in schools, positive reinforcement, things like rewarding desired behavior to increase that frequency of the behavior, things like verbal praise, token economy, little pom-poms in like a jar, desk pets, things like that. I've seen a lot of prompting and fading, giving cues to our clients or students, whether verbal, visual, or physical. I've used pretty much, it's mostly verbal, some visual cues, to perform a behavior, then gradually reducing those prompts so that the student has more independence. Task analysis is another one, where we break down a complex skill into smaller teachable steps. Things like discrete trial training. It's a structured teaching session with a clear instruction, response, and feedback. So that increases the student's skill acquisition. Functional behavior assessment and behavior intervention plan. So the first one was FBA and the behavior intervention plan is BIP. I've seen those used with the school behavioral specialists. The FBA, they use if a student's behavior is interfering with their learning, that's usually when that comes into play. They identify the challenging behavior and then create an intervention plan to address it. And then the BIP, they create customized strategies based on the FBA results to reduce any problem behaviors that they might see and teach alternatives to those behaviors. And then some daily classroom ABA strategies that I've seen is visual schedules. I've seen this in probably every classroom and every school that I've been in, and that helps the students understand what's coming up next in the day, reducing, you know, anxiety in turn, also helping with transition, you know, kids that have some difficulty with that. And then another one, you're not seeing this one that often, but I know that my son needed it when he was in VPK. It's called PECS. So it's P-E-C-S. So it's Picture Exchange Communication System, and I had never heard of it until, oh geez, probably like 6-7 years ago. And that supports nonverbal or limited verbal students in expressing what they need and what they want through different images. So sometimes if you go into a school, you might see a paraprofessional, his love her. She used to have all the cards that were like specific for him with his preferred reinforcements, bathroom, snack, water, like whatever things that he typically needed in a day. She would just have it on a keychain. And now I'm currently working at a school where she's at, and I still see her with it, and I love it. And it's such a blessing to still be able to see her almost on a daily basis. And then there's programs like Proloquo and other AAC devices. AAC is Augmentative and Alternative Communication Devices. Similar to PECS, but on electronic, making it more convenient to transport. And it's fantastic. I've seen a lot of the clients that I have that do have an AAC device, it's usually given, you know, paid through by Medicaid or whatever insurance provider they have. And most of the time I've seen set up by their speech therapist, you know, outside of school or even the ones inside of school. And it's amazing because it's easy to transport. It's essentially on an iPad. So I don't know. I think the AAC devices are just really cool. You know, the PEC system. If you're still trying to figure out your kiddo, you're walking around with a giant binder filled with laminated tiny pieces and like a sentence strip almost. It's really cumbersome. And then teachers monitor the progress of students and they track behavior and academic data to monitor the growth and make adjustment strategies, you know, as needed. And then environmental modifications. This is a big one. And if you are struggling at home with your kiddo too, please think about this. So in schools, they do environmental modifications by adjusting seats, moving kids to other spots. But things simple as like lighting or like noise level can be very overwhelming, and it can help students by removing it or limiting it, help students increase the focus and reduce any potential triggers. So question is, how can RBTs and BCBAs help in the classroom? So again, speaking as an RBT from a private company that goes into the schools, some schools also have RBTs on staff. My county used to, but they no longer do. Don't really know why. So RBTs and BCBAs can collaborate with the teachers and a behavioral specialist on staff on how to address these challenging behaviors for these specific students. And then, you know, the specific students that are under the BCBA. And so as an RBT, we work closely with the student, helping to make sure we reinforce those positive behaviors the moment it happens. That is extremely important, because if you miss that opportunity, now that child doesn't know what you're reinforcing. And yeah, that took me a long time as a parent to make sure that I was there the moment those good behaviors happen, to make sure to praise them in that moment. Implementing antecedent strategies, so catching that behavior before it happens. If you know that little Jimmy gets upset and hits a friend when another adult walks in the room, maybe you can have Jimmy do an alternate behavior if you know a teacher's walking in, or, you know, just, sorry, that was a random example, but you can always think of, you're thinking a few steps ahead, you know, a few steps ahead of that behavior. And increasing social skills with peers when the time is appropriate, which social skills I feel like are a big help, because when you, at least for my own child, when he was able to socialize with other friends, you know, even if it wasn't verbally, the communication skills with time really increased. Being around other peers that he heard speaking, you know, it really does help. RBTs can help build emotional regulation skills and communication that the teachers just, you know, may not have the time to do. Because let's be honest, I know a ton of amazing educators out there, but in reality, they're stretched very, very thin. Sometimes in classrooms, being completely by themselves with no ESC support or a paraprofessional or no one else in the room, and they can't give that one-on-one attention to every single student that truly needs it. Having an extra person, such as an RBT in a classroom, helps take some of that load off the teacher, making sure the students get exactly what they need, as well as giving the teacher time to address all the other chaos that goes along with day-to-day teaching. When the district provides RBTs in the classroom, it supports, in my opinion anyway, our neurodiverse learning, making the classroom more accessible and equitable for an inclusive environment and, you know, education. So RBTs are there to support teachers and inform them of ABA strategies for their students, helping teachers feel more confident in managing diverse student needs. So that's pretty much my rant for today. So thanks for tuning into ABA Mom. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. I would love to hear back, especially from any teachers, if you have ever implemented these ABA strategies in your classroom and what the overall outcome was. So remember, you're not in this journey alone, and you guys have a great night.